Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Neely, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, July 14, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. It's a beautiful Monday here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I trust that you're ready to have a powerful week and that you have a laser focus on the goals you want to accomplish by this Friday. Let's go ahead and delve right into some questions that will help you to get clarity. Here's question number one. Are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Again, these are questions you should be asking yourself as you look to gain better clarity and better focus so that you can see better results, right? So the first question is, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? It's so important, ladies, that you have a clear understanding with yourself about what it is that you would like to see. Now, I want to caution you not to overwhelm yourself or load yourself with too many things that you have to do. We have to count the cost. We have to count all of the follow-up work and the activities that are going to be required for us to accomplish something. So, you know, when you list out 10 things that you want to get done by Friday, you have to remember that for each of those 10 things, there are going to be follow-up and to-do items that you will have to, put action to. And sometimes that's where we get caught up at. That's where we cause ourselves problems because we're expecting too much when we really need to be more proactive and not expect to accomplish so much, especially if we don't have employees. So being realistic is key, right, in accomplishing, you know, the goals that you want to finish by Friday. So with a realistic view in mind, it's going to be very, very important that you go ahead and list out maybe 1 to 3 things that you feel need to be accomplished for the week. And if one of those things you find out that you're going to have to, it's going to take a lot more time, that's okay. Still set some short-term goals or some things that you want to do to get that into action. You also want to remember that while there might be a lot of busy work involved and some of the things that you want to do, make sure the activities you want to do pertain to the business. Okay, make sure that it pertains to you making some money because, after all, that is why you are in business. Let's move on to number two. What clients or prospects do you need to follow up with? Again, what clients or prospects do you need to follow up with? Now, this is a question you should be asking yourself. So you need to replace that with the I. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Listen, you met people last week, right? You connected with people. You accepted a friend request on Facebook and LinkedIn. Who are those people? Are you connecting with them? You really need to make sure that at the end of every week that you know who you need to be following up with, and especially for prospects, okay? And keep in mind that a prospect is not a prospect until you have followed up and actually qualified them as someone who wants your products or your services. Until then, they are just a contact or a connection. So you need to make sure you have that clear in your mind as well. Here's number three. What are my sales goals for the week? What are my sales goals for the week? Okay, now, this is something that I think a lot of women, we have a tendency to run away from numbers, but you can't allow yourself to run away from numbers. You need to be asking yourself this question, and you need to be prepared to do a cash flow analysis if necessary to figure that out, right? So whatever sales goals you have for the week. You have to then back up and say, okay, in order for me to reach these sales, how many people do I need to speak with? Out of those people, how many prospects do I need so that I can follow up with these individuals, right? And so this is why it's so important for you to have a clear view all the way through on, you know, the people that you need to be calling every week, have a clear view of what your target market is, who it is, how are you marketing your business. So very important. Here's number four. How much is in my business checking? Now, if you are accomplishing your goals for the week, and remember, because you are a businesswoman, part of your goal process has to be something about making money. It has to be included in that process. Okay, because you're in business to make money, and the only way your business can grow, no business can grow without generating revenue. If it's not generating revenue, or even if it's generating a lot of buzz and you've got a lot of people on your mailing list, that means nothing if there's no money in the bank, right? So when you are able to go and look in your business checking and say, hey, I have, you know, I deposited, because specifically you want to look at your deposit. And if you can say to yourself, I deposited, you know, $500, or I deposited $1,000 last week. That's fantastic. That means that you are growing. You are going somewhere. For every week that you're not depositing your money, I'm going to let you know right now, you need to back up and you need to figure out why. You need to figure out why am I not depositing money into my checking account. And you've got to figure it out, and you need to figure it out quickly, because that is what a lot of women tend to have a huge challenge with. You know, we tend to look at the checking account, see that there's not deposits, because deposits represent the fruit of your labor. So if there are no deposits and you're week after week checking your checking account and you've got zero or very little, a lot of times women will just look at that and not do anything about it. So I think looking at our checking account really keeps us on the page of reality, and it helps to hold us accountable, because we are the business owners. We are the ones responsible for growing the company. So it holds us accountable, and it helps us to see the error, okay? It helps us to see the error of our ways and what we should be paying attention to. So, again, ask yourself that question. Don't run away from it, but ask yourself that question. Keeping focus on your goals and knowing the results, again, that you want to see is definitely what it's all about on the journey of business. And today, I'm so excited, because as we bring to a close Getting Real with Your Business, we're going to be talking about leadership authority. Ladies, it is so much the time to claim your leadership authority and to step into your full potential. You can no longer wait for someone to tell you what to do or for someone to give you that secret solution. It's up to you to create, design, and blueprint your success map, right? It's up to you. And see, the sooner you realize that, because we can hear that all day long, but until we accept it, until we realize that God has given us the control to be the designer of our lives, then sometimes we can hear it and we can even agree with it, but perhaps we don't believe it for ourselves. So, ladies, you've got to take this thing to a whole nother level. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about leadership authority and what you need to be doing to be the CEO of your business. What type of leadership should you be displaying, which is so very, very important. It's 12:08 after the hour, and for those of you that just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Also coming up on the show today, I want to just go back over some ways to market your business. I think that's very, very important, and I've had a lot of people over this last couple of months to ask me if I would be covering anything on marketing. So, again, I'm going to be going over five ways to market your business, and so I hope that all of you have your notepads or your Successful Woman Radio journals out so that you can take good notes on that. Also, I have a wonderful excerpt again from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, which is the book that we are reading out of this month, and I'm going to be reading from Chapter 5, entitled Increasing Life. Again, Increasing Life. Again, The Science of Getting Rich was written many, many years ago, decades ago, actually, by Wallace D. Waddles. He was the author of numerous books, but he's best known for The Science of Getting Rich. And, of course, he had failure after failure in his early life until after many years of study and experimentation. He formulated a set of principles that with scientific precision helped to create financial and spiritual wealth. And, of course, he died a prosperous man in 1911. So, again, what I have learned is that a lot of the principles surrounding wealth and success, they are all the same. They do not change. And as a matter of fact, people who I talk with, and I know, pleasantly surprised after I thought about it, I know quite a few millionaires. And I have talked with them at length, and one of the things that I recognize is that they're all saying the same thing about success, and they all believe that we are and must be the designers of our own life. We must claim that thing. And so, again, I'm excited about talking to you today a little later on in the show about leadership authority, okay? And, of course, again, as I've said before, we'll be talking about the power of leadership authority, and then we're also going to be talking about ways to market your business. And we've got a few events going on at Women About Biz that I want to remind you about. So stay tuned and get ready because we've got a packed show today. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on at Women About Biz, okay? You know, I've shared with all of you information about the Her Dream Startup Program and how important that particular program is. You know, there are a lot of women out there who really just don't know how to get started with, you know, a business. They're not sure. And even if you've been in business already before, perhaps it didn't work out for you. Perhaps you feel like you need to set a better foundation under the business that you have or that you've just started. Well, that's what Her Dream Startup is all about. It is a four-week entrepreneur training program designed just for women. And each week, there will be 2 days via phone conference. And, of course, the program consists of I'll focus on four core areas, and those four areas are, number one, mind prep. You will really love this section because it's like no other. We're going to talk about what you need to do to really redevelop your mindset, to embrace better habits, and to embrace a belief system that is going to support what you want out of life. Week number two, seven phases of business startup. We're going to give you the core basics here on business startup, but we're also going to give you some resources and information that you'll be able to put to use. Week number three, creating your working business plan. Of course, this business plan format focuses more on where you're going your first 30, 60, 90 days of business. And then week number four, it's all about implementation and putting everything into action. So I hope that for those of you that have just started a business or you know other women who are ready to get into the business startup phase, or perhaps you're getting ready to start a different kind of business and you just feel that you missed the boat on some things and you need it yourself, then make sure that you go and visit womenaboutbiz.com. And up in the top red menu bar, go ahead and click on Programs, and in the drop-down, it will say Her Dream Startup. Or you can just go to herdreamstartup.com, and it will take you right to the exact page on Women About Biz to register. So, ladies, I'd appreciate a blessing if you could just share this with as many women as you know, I'd appreciate it. And this is a scholarship-based program, so we want to serve as many people as we can in this particular program, because I certainly gave it a lot when I started working with it and coming up with all of the content, but it's a give back from Women About Biz to women all over the nation who really need quality information. You know, there's so much out there on the Internet right now that everybody is getting confused, okay? And I don't want people to be confused about how to start up a business because there's so many different opinions. But I guess it's important for you to know that, you know, I've been there, done that, had seven businesses, actually eight businesses, and, you know, successful in five of them highly, you know, generated six-figure income, along with my husband in our real estate business, you know, generated millions of dollars in real estate sales. So I know, I've been there, done that. I've also failed. My husband and I have had to file bankruptcy before. You see, I've learned that transparency and being honest with all of the people that I come in contact with helps me to be a better coach, and it helps you to get the information that you truly need from someone who's being authentic with you. And that's what makes Her Dream Startup so different, is that it's information that I have learned from my failures as well as from my successes, and I'm putting it together and then giving it freely apart to women who I know need it. So, ladies, make sure that you are sharing the Her Dream Startup program, and if you feel that you need it yourself, then go ahead and apply for the scholarship as well. I know I've had a lot of people ask me, Trina, I've been in business for 3 years, but I'm not making money. Is there any way that I can take the class? And so I just want to go ahead and say, if you feel that you missed the boat in the startup phase, then go ahead and sign up for the scholarship. And then, of course, I'll call you and we'll discuss what your needs are, and I can determine at that point if I feel that you need that startup class, okay? So I'm excited about Her Dream Startup, and I want you to be excited that there's a place that you can refer women at no cost, that they will get a good, solid training. So, again, you can either go to Women About Biz, click on programs in the top right menu bar, and then it will take you to Her Dream Startup from there, or just simply go to herdreamstartup.com, and it will take you to the right page at Women About Biz. Also, coming up on next Tuesday, very, very excited, we've got a new event that we've created. We're working hard at Women About Biz to make it special. So if you are in the Atlanta area, I definitely want you to know about the Women's Red Carpet Networking. It's coming up on Tuesday, July 22nd at Courtyard Marriott in Tucker. You can visit and learn more about it by going to womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouth over events, and in the drop-down menu, choose Chapter Networking Events, and you'll learn more. For those of you who are outside of the Atlanta area, stay tuned, because our goal is to travel around the nation with the Women's Red Carpet Networking Event. So I'm excited about that, and I look forward to, you know, doing this event and really cracking it so that we can take it to other areas in the States, okay? It is 12:17 after the hour. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than Full Woman Radio. I want to remind everyone that this is a very good time right now to go ahead and flash over on another line and call someone that you know needs to hear positive information, information that's going to motivate them to take themselves to the next level, because that's what we're all about at Women About Biz. If you can, go ahead and flash over and just call one person. The phone number, for those of you with pen in hand, is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And I'm so thankful to all of you who continue to share the show. And, of course, if you're listening from your smart device, your desktop, your iPad, your phone, then you know you can easily just go to your social network and you can say Successful Woman Radio is live on the air and put the link blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio spelled all the way out. Again, put the link blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio spelled all the way out, and they can click on it and listen to it live right from the blog talk screen. I want to also remind you that coming up this Wednesday, we actually had to reschedule the Building Your Business Online teleclass. So you still have time to register for this teleclass. Let me tell you, I have learned so much in this last 6 months about marketing your business online and starting an online business. And things are changing so fast. What works, you know, 12 months ago is not working as well. And, of course, Facebook has totally changed the way, you know, you can market your business online. And so what I want to do is I want to share with you some of the updated techniques and tips that I'm using and getting good results with. I want to share with you my resources, some of the outside resources that I am utilizing as well. So I definitely want you to take this teleclass. So please make sure you go ahead and register for building your business online, okay? Building your list online, and then you can go to womenaboutbiz.com. And right when you go to Women About Biz and it pops up, hold your mouth over events and choose teleclasses and programs in the drop-down menu. And then from there, you will see building your list online. Very good, solid teleclass. It's always been very successful. For those of you that have taken it before, you need to take it again because I've got almost all new information, and I know that you're going to be very surprised with some of the things that you hear in this particular teleclass, especially some of the great resources that I have. So, again, the teleclass is at no cost this time, so you definitely want to take it. There is going to be a building your list online workbook that you can purchase for $9.99, a very small investment if you're serious about really seeing and generating prospects online. 12:20 after the hour, you are listening to Successful Woman Radio, and of course the show is sponsored by Women About Biz. Very, very excited that we've been going on with the show now for 9 years, and we have had literally hundreds of thousands of downloads of the show and so many emails from people just thanking us for staying on the air and for providing them with their weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. So continue to make sure you plug this into your calendar and just set a reminder for you to listen to it every single week. And for those of you that are working or you may not always be able to tune in right at 12 noon, you can also download the app Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. You can download the app Stitcher on your iPhone, your Android, or your notepad or iPad. And once you download the app, in the search tool, search for Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. It'll pull it up. And then from there, you can listen to all of our episodes, okay? So, again, that's another easy way to keep up with who we are and what we're doing, and I know that you're going to enjoy that. Next coming up, I want to go ahead and read to you an excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, one of my all-time favorite books. It was a book that when I first read it, I'm going to be honest, I don't know why I felt insulted, okay, but I've had so many mixed emotions when I first read this book. I felt insulted. I felt like he was talking against God. But then I calmed myself down, and I went back and I read the book all over again, and God allowed me to see what this man was talking about in this book. And so, again, the excerpt that we'll be reading today is Increasing Life from the book The Science of Getting Rich. The author says, you must get rid of the last vestige of the old idea that there is a deity whose will it is that you should be poor or whose purposes may be served by keeping you in poverty. Well, let me just stop right now as a side note and say to you, I totally agree with this. You know, there are a lot of people out there who feel that, you know, maybe I'm where I'm at because this is what God's plan is for me in life, is just to stay in this state of being. God means for some people to be rich and for some people not to be rich. And for me, perhaps he wants me not to succeed in life. Maybe he wants me to have poverty. This kind of thinking goes totally against who our God is. The author goes on to say, the intelligent substance, which is everything and lives in everything and lives in you, it is a consciously living substance. Being a consciously living substance, it must have the natural and inherent desire of every living intelligence for the increase of life. Every living thing must continually seek for the enlargement of its life because life, in the mere act of living, must increase itself. So in other words, God lives within you, And God living in you does not want you stagnate and stay in the same place or position you are in life. He wants you to desire to grow. He wants you to desire to grow larger. The author goes on to say, a seed dropped into the ground springs into activity, and in the act of living produces 100 more seeds. Life, by living, multiplies itself. It is forever becoming more. It must do so to continue to exist. Intelligence is under this same necessity for continuous increase. Every thought we think makes it necessary for us to think another thought. Consciousness is continually expanding. Every fact we learn leads us to the learning of another fact. Knowledge is continually increasing. Every talent we cultivate brings to the mind the desire to cultivate another talent. We are subject to the urge of life. In seeking expression for this urge, we are impelled to know more, to do more, and to be more. So again, here's another side note that I'd like you to know, and that is that, you know, since the beginning of time, man is always increasing and growing in intelligence. New inventions, new sciences, new ways to do things. I mean, just think about it. The people who lived, let's say, in the Western days, in the 1800s, would have never, ever thought about jets and planes flying in the air and transporting people from one location to the other in a small amount of time. You know, we, even some of us, who were born, let's say, in the 60s or the 50s, we didn't know what a microwave oven was. Now, a microwave is just, you know, a very common thing used in every household. Think about the days when there was no television. So, again, intelligence is continuously growing. And because God lives in you, he's placed a desire in you for you to continuously want to grow, for you to continuously want to be better than where you are at. It's all a part of life and creation. So it's important for you to understand, again, as the author pointed out in the very first paragraph, you should never have the idea that there is a deity whose will it is that you should be poor or whose purposes may be served by keeping you and poverty, because again, that goes totally against God and who he is. The author goes on to say, in order to know more, do more, and be more, we must have more. We must have things to use because we learn and do and become only by using things. We must get rich so that we can live more. The desire for riches is simply the capacity for larger life seeking fulfillment. Every desire is the effort of an unexpressed possibility to come into action. He goes on to say that it is power seeking to manifest which causes desire. That which makes you want more money is the same as that which makes the plant grow. It is life seeking fuller expression. Okay? It is the desire of God that you should get rich. He wants you to get rich because he can express himself better through you if you have plenty of things to use in giving him expression. Here's another side note for you ladies, something that I generally share with individuals. You know, in the Bible, Jesus, in talking with the Sanhedrin Council, they asked him that question, you know, trying to test him to see if he knew the scriptures. You know, what is the greatest commandment? And he says the greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all of your heart. But he says the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, something sticks out to me with the love your neighbor as yourself, which is God didn't make love yourself as a commandment. Think about it. It's because when he created you out of love. You are love. He lives in you. So when he says love your neighbor as yourself, he's meaning that you have to love yourself first. It's an automatic thing. You have to put the air mask on you first. You must take care of you first. Because you can't help anyone else in a greater manner if you're not loving yourself. And so when the author says it is the desire of God that you should get rich, he wants you to get rich because he can express himself better through you if you have plenty of things to use in giving him expression. I agree with that. Sure, you can help other people from a verbal manner of letting them know you're going to pray for them. You can say encouraging words, and that in and of itself can bless others. However, sometimes wouldn't it be nice to just pay the light bill for a woman who says she doesn't have the money at the time when the kids are without light? Wouldn't it be nice to buy a car for a mother who has 5 or 6 kids and her husband left her and she really needs a leg up? Wouldn't it be nice just to do that and not expect anything in return? Well, it's pretty difficult to do that when you don't have the money yourself sometimes to help you. So this is why it's so important for you to understand that you don't want to get rich just to get rich for material possessions for yourself, but the whole purpose of God living in you is to get rich to testify and live a purposeful life in His name so that you can bless the lives of others as well. The author goes on to say the universe desires you to have everything you want to have. Nature is friendly to your plans. Everything is naturally for you. Make up your mind that this is true. It is essential, however, that your purpose should harmonize with the purpose that is in everything. You must want real life, not mere pleasure or sensual gratification. And I'm going to repeat this, what he says. He goes on to say that you must want real life, not mere pleasure or sensual gratification. Life is the performance of function, and the individual really lives only when he performs without excess every function, physical, mental, and spiritual, of which he is capable. You do not want to get rich in order to live, swimmishly, as he says, for gratification. That is not life. But the purpose of every physical function is a part of life, and no one lives completely who denies the impulses of the body of normal and healthful expression. So in other words, you don't want to just live every day, on a yacht somewhere, and all you're doing is spending money. That shouldn't be the only reason why you want to be rich. But, the author says it. He says, you don't want to get rich for that, but you want to get rich so that life can grow through you and so that you may be able to give more life to others. He says, you do not want to get rich solely to enjoy mental pleasures, to get knowledge, to gratify ambition, to outshine others, or just to be famous. All these are legitimate parts of life. However, the person who only lives for pleasures of the intellect alone will only have a partial life. He will never be satisfied with his life. Do not want to get rich solely for the good of others, nor do you wish to lose yourself for the salvation of humanity or to only experience the joys of philanthropy and sacrifice. The joys of the soul are only a part of life. They are no better or nobler than any other part. He goes on to say that you want to get rich so that you can eat, drink, and be merry when it's time to do these things. You want to be rich so that you may surround yourself with beautiful things, see distant lands, feed your mind, and develop your intellect. You want to be rich so that you may love people, do kind things, and be able to play a good part in helping the world to find truth. But remember that extreme altruism is no better and no nobler than extreme selfishness. Both are mistakes. Get rid of the idea that God wants you to sacrifice yourself for others, that you can secure His favor by doing so. God requires nothing of the kind. What He wants is that you should make the most of yourself for yourself and for others. And you can help others more by making the most of yourself in any other way. You can make the most of yourself only by getting rich. Thus, it is right and praiseworthy that you should give your first and best thought to the work of acquiring wealth. So again, like I said before, you have to read this book a few times, because if you don't, you won't get the full meaning of it. You really need to allow yourself to read it, I would say a good 2 times before you make your decision of whether it's a book for you. But The Science of Getting Rich, I will have to be honest and say to you that he's absolutely right. When you have your mind focused on wealth but not focused on loving people or being kind or wanting to do other things, when you don't balance it out, then something goes awry there, and you have to be very, very careful with that. Remember, he says, however that the desire of substance is for all, its movements must be for more life to all. It cannot be made to work for less life to any, because it is seeking riches and life in everything and in anyone. You must get rid of the thought of competition. You are to create, not to compete for what is already created. So what God has for you, No man can take that. Nobody can take your place. Nobody can fulfill or fill that space of your purpose or your existence. It is yours. You have your own success DNA, and please know that that is definitely true. If you leave this world today, nobody's going to be able to continue on with your desires, your vision, what it is that you wanted to implement in your life. It is just going to be dormant for eternity. That's why one of my favorite and most prolific speakers, Miles Monroe, he says that there's so much talent and so much potential, and there are so many millionaires and billionaires in the graveyard today, but they never were able to realize it or see it because they did not take action upon it. They did not realize who they were and who lived within them. So I'm letting all of you who are listening to the show today know that God lives within you, and it is not his desire that you be poor. It is not his desire that you not succeed in life. And so this is why, ladies, it is so important to make sure that you are embracing the right beliefs about who you are and what your potential is, because if you embrace the wrong beliefs based on environment or what naysayers have said to you, or perhaps based on the fact that, you know, you keep failing in certain areas of your life and therefore you're just ready to accept what life gives you, then you've got to really make some paradigm changes, shift, and really turn upside down everything that you believe in order for you to start seeing some results. So I have read to you, again, from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, and I read Chapter 5, Increasing Life. I am going to be reading to you coming up on next week. I'll be reading to you and going to tell you How Riches Come to You, Chapter 6, How Riches Come to You. So stay tuned for that. And for those of you who are reading right along with me, thank you so much for all of your comments and your encouragement in the words you are saying and what you interpret the book to be. I'm learning from you just as much. So, again, thank you so much for that. It's 12:36 after the hour, and you are listening to Successful Woman Radio. Okay, it's time to talk about, guess what? It's time to talk about marketing. And what I want to do is just share 5 ways for you to market your business. So hopefully you guys have pen in hand. And again, it's not too late, ladies, to get some other people on the phone and get them listening to the show. For those of you with pen in hand, go ahead and write this number down, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. You know, flex your phone on another line. Just quickly call one person and say, hey, get on this phone call, because Trina Newby is really sharing some powerful stuff. You want to hear it. And she's getting ready to talk about how to market your business. So hopefully I see more people dialing in. And, of course, if you are new to Successful Woman Radio, welcome. And we hope that you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time. Now for 5 ways to market your business. Well, here's the thing, ladies. Marketing in and of itself is totally changing so fast, so quickly, that it's hard to keep up with it. You know, you used to be able to send out emails and get huge responses. And although email marketing is still effective, the dynamics of it, the techniques of it have changed. And so what I've done is I've just come up with 5 short ways that I feel are still good, solid ways to market your business. So the first thing I want to say is that you have to stay sticky to your current or your previous clients, because the old saying, 80% of your business comes from 20% of your current clients, guess what? That is so true. This is why it's important for you to gather contact information on your clients, okay? You must keep that up to date. And if you are not connecting with them on a consistent level, well, guess what? When you get ready to connect with them, you might have a lot of bounce back simply because it's been that long. So I recommend, again, that you stay connected to your clients. You see, your current clients know who you are, so you don't have to spend time trying to brand yourself with them. Have you asked your clients, for example, for the business? Do you have a referral program or an incentive program for your clients? And if you remember, we talked about that on last Monday about how to create a referral program. Have you asked your clients which products or services they like and need the most? What about, have you asked your clients why they aren't using your services or ordering your products anymore? Have you asked, what can I do to keep or get your business? You know, you've got to stay sticky, and staying sticky to your clients simply means to keep in front of or to stay in touch with your clients as much as possible. Now, at the minimum, a good time frame is every 21 days, okay? But if you can, every 14 days, do a simple e-newsletter to your clients, this is a good thing. Now, what are you putting in those e-newsletters? Well, e-newsletters with coupons or discounts offered with a deadline are good. And then you also want to balance that e-newsletter, 60% non-related, meaning 60% giving them information that may not necessarily be directly related to your services, but information that you know that your type of clients will be find very useful. And then 40% of information directly related to your services, your products, okay? A phone call offering specials with a deadline. You know, call your customers directly and say, hey, you know, I've got a special on that lipstick that you like, or I've got a special on that eyeshadow you like, or I have a new service and I'd like to provide you with a 30-minute complimentary consultation. Would you like to schedule it? Those are very effective techniques, one-on-one with clients that you already have. Also, direct mail, I find, is especially effective with current clients or people who know you. Postcards, coupons, letters, and flyers work very good on a direct U.S. mail standpoint. And then promotional items and giveaways all help you to stay right there in front of your clients. So number one, again, stay sticky to your current or your previous clients. It's so very, very important. Let's move on to number two, direct mail campaigns, okay? Now, today's time, you can have two types of direct mail campaigns, okay? Direct mail can be you creating a series of emails that's going to go out specifically to a particular mailing list that you have, or it can be you sending a series of postcards or a series of letters out via U.S. mail to a specific mailing list, okay? One method that gets good response, of course, is sending out that 4x6 postcard either on color cardstock or 4-color printed. 4x6 postcards are a great way to still inform customers and prospects of your new services, making announcements, or simply sending or educating your customer about who you are and what your product or service is. Now, this you must remember, though. When doing a postcard campaign via U.S. mail, remember to send it to the same group of people at least 3 times over a 3 to 6 month period, okay? And one of the things that I have learned is that you don't even have to print 4-color. If you print the mail campaigns on like hot lime green or hot yellow or hot pink paper, it captures their attention. And why postcards are so good is because they don't have to open an envelope. They don't. It's the same way as when someone visits your website. You don't want them to have to click more than 2 or 3 times to get to where you need them to go. Well, putting a postcard in the mail to individuals is the same concept. You don't want them to have to open the envelope, unfold the letter, and read it, because that's going to cause them to sometimes have sit that envelope on the table and not look at it, right? So a postcard, when they're flipping through, and because it has a hot pink or a bright color, it's going to cause them to turn that postcard over, and all of the information is right there for them without having to open the envelope. So, again, direct mail campaigns still work. It's a little more costly now because of first-class postage, but it still works, okay? Number three in 5 ways to market your business, e-newsletters. I still consider e-newsletters a great low-cost way of informing your customers and prospects and also providing readers with discounts and special offers. But one thing that I have learned, and that is, don't put too much in your e-newsletters as far as content is concerned. Again, earlier when I was saying to stay sticky to your current and previous clients, I gave you a formula. I said it needs to be a 60-40 ratio, 60% non-related material and 40% related material to your services or products. But there's another form of e-newsletter where you are you know, telling a story where you are sending out a piece of information where they don't even have to click anything. All they have to do is just read it, and the information is there for them. That's especially a good format to use when you are trying to brand yourself, gain better credibility, and develop trust in the people that you are sending the information to. In other words, you're putting it in the form of a letter. As a matter of fact, I did an example of this is I sent out just this morning, I think it was around 8:30 this morning, I sent out an email to everybody entitled 4 Ways to Refocus and Get Results for Your Business, because I felt that I needed better focus and I wanted to kind of backtrack and really improve the way I was handling my business based on this last 30 days. And so I started getting better results just by doing some things. I said, well, you know, let me share this with my mailing list. And so I sent this out. So most of you who listen to the show should be on my mailing list. And so, again, go to your email and look for 4 ways to refocus and get results for your business, and you should be able to find it. If you have Gmail, go into your promotions tab, and you should see it right away, okay? Yahoo or Hotmail people, well, you might have to go in your spam folder because, as you know, Yahoo puts more information in spam than they do in your inbox. And, of course, just put in the search just to see if you received it, 4 ways to refocus, and it should pull up the email. But this is I got immediate feedback from a lot of people, and this is just a great example of how you can use the one-page format to reach out to individuals and to share, okay? Let's move quickly to number 4 and the 5 ways to market your business. Well, let's quickly talk about the Internet. So there's a few things that you can do. There's a banner link exchange, right? You can share links or exchange links with other business women and other business associates that you meet. Say, hey, you know, our business is somewhat compatible, but we don't compete with each other. Let's share links because that's going to help each of you. Also, you can do banner exchanges. You can create small banners and, you know, and create a referral program or an incentive program and have your customers to put a small banner on their website. And each time someone clicks on it and goes to, let's say, a landing page, let's say they may get some type of incentive. What about keyword optimization, or better known as SEO, search engine optimization? This is very, very important for Internet marketing. And there's something called paid marketing and organic marketing on the Internet. Now, organic marketing on the Internet is when naturally someone goes to the search engine, enters with the keywords of whatever it is they're looking for, and then it comes up naturally and they're able to click on it. That's called a natural or an organic search. Well, that's very, very important. And the way you get more organic searches, because that means that you're pulling the right target audience. The way you get more of these people clicking on your website is to make sure that your website is optimized, that you are using the right keywords. And that really is a part of marketing because, remember, marketing is attracting individuals to you for the purpose of creating new connections so that you may follow up and offer a service or a product. And so keyword optimization or search engine optimization helps you to do just that. Paid marketing, you really do want to look at AdWords on Google if you're really looking to build your list faster, give yourself kind of like a boost or a head start. Then you may want to look at AdWords on Google. And Google has some great classes, free classes that you can take to better understand AdWords, okay? You could also may want to take a look at Facebook's new way of marketing using Facebook ads as well. Both are very, very good as far as paid marketing, but you really, before you just go up and pay some money to market, you really have to thoroughly understand how to use them, okay? Let's move on to number 5, word of mouth. Today, word of mouth still ranks number 1 among small business owners as women for the most customers. Finding them, that is. However, it seems as though we aren't putting this a priority. And developing a networking and follow-up system for your business is mandatory and is totally a part of your marketing plan if you plan on effectively getting, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, Women About Biz has networking events all the time. And what I find out is that we have kind of like a 70-30 ratio. 30% of the people repeat are repeat attenders, and then 70% of the individuals that are seeing are new every single time. And that is because I believe that women have the wrong concept of what, you know, networking and getting out there is all about. But listen, ladies, if word of mouth is very important for you, it's not just about someone else sharing with others about your business. It's about you getting out there and establishing new contacts, new connections every single week. So I believe it's important for you to go to no less than 2 networking events every week. 2, that's right, you heard me, 2 networking events every week. I know people that go to a networking event every day except for Friday. So, again, it's up to you based on what you want. So, you know, continue to push going to networking events and spreading the word about your business because it's just so important, and there you have it. Now what I want to quickly go into, because we have a little bit of time left, and I want to make sure that I utilize these last 10 minutes to talk about our hot topic of leadership authority because it's just so important. So today marks the last day of our theme, Getting Real With Your Business, about who you are and what you want for yourself and what you want for your business, okay? And so, again, as we talk about leadership authority, I truly want you to understand, ladies, that it's time to claim your leadership, and it's time to step into your full potential. And what that means is that it's time for you to stop saying what you're going to do, and it's time for you to walk in your purpose every single day. You know, you cannot expect for someone to tell you the secret of how to be successful in your business. You must go out and you must discover it on your own, okay? You must go through your trials and your failures to find that perfect recipe that is right for you. But there's one thing that I will tell you. While you can't expect for someone to just walk up to you and say, okay, here's how you make $1 million. I'm going to write it down for you on paper, and then you just follow these directions. People don't walk up to others and just say that, right? However, you can tap into the wisdom of others and what they do, and yet there are people who spell it out for you and try to give you as much information, but you have to go out and seek it, okay? And one way to do that, again, is by reading books. You know, if you read a book once a month that is written by someone in your field of study, that has 10 or more years of experience, if you do that every single month, then you will have gained over 120 years of wisdom. Now, that's incredible. If you double that and read 2 books a month, then you will have gained 240 years of wisdom from people who have more than 10-plus years of experience in writing books and talking about how to make things happen in your life and in your business, okay? So what is leadership authority? Exactly what is that? Because a lot of people, you know, when they think about leadership, they're thinking about somebody telling them what to do. But exactly what is leadership? What does it mean? Okay? Well, leadership, for the purpose of this particular topic, is all about you, first of all, claiming your ability to lead and design your own destiny and lead and design the success of your business, okay? So that's one definition of leadership, okay? Another definition of leadership as it pertains to this topic is the process of social influence, okay? It's in which one person can enlist the aid and support of others through a common goal. So there is one side of leadership that is all about you fulfilling your purpose, tapping into your own potential, stepping outside of the box and doing what you know needs to be done and making sure that you learn how to be a good leader. And then there's another side where your leadership can influence others, okay? Others who perhaps have a common goal, or others who are seeking wisdom of others. So there's two types of leadership there. What you need to know about leadership is that it holds an automatic amount of authority, okay? And what authority means is that you already have the permission when you were born to lead. Nobody needed to give you permission to lead. Nobody needed to tell you to go out and seek the permission of a group of people. You already had the authority to lead when you were born because God pre-installed in you the ability to and the desire to be successful. And part of being a successful woman is to be a woman of leadership authority, to be a woman of leadership, okay? So you need to understand that then that it's time for you to step up to the plate and be the CEO that you need to be for your business. It's time for you to step up to the plate and design a blueprint, a map for your success. So with that said, let's just quickly talk about what a CEO is and where you should be at in your leadership authority. Well, a CEO makes high-level decisions. A CEO creates and leads a power team of qualified individuals who will provide services to her, who will manage daily operations of your company, who will help you with sales of your products and services. As a CEO and leader of your company, you're responsible for developing a strategic plan to accomplish your vision, and you're responsible for holding yourself accountable to that. Also, as a leader of your company, you are responsible for serving as the ambassador for your company. This means that you're responsible for representing your company at events and meetings and speaking engagements. You're responsible for finding ways to get in front of potential clients and customers. You're also responsible for developing partnerships, alliances to further grow your company's bottom line. And you're responsible for keeping a watchful eye on your company's spending habits. And you're also responsible for wonderful inventions and all of the wonderful strategies you're going to put in place to bring in more revenue, generate more profit for your company. All of that is going to require you to be a leader, okay, to take control of what it is that you want for yourself and for your business. And I know a lot of the times when we start businesses, a lot of times we're kind of waiting for somebody to tell us what to do. And I must say that that habit has really been created in us as a people of the United States since we went to school. You know, we went to school and we had to wait our turn. We had to wait to listen to what the teacher was going to tell us. And then as we went through high school, you know, we were told to start thinking about the career we want. When we went to a job, someone had to give us a job description, and there was a hierarchy system, the supervisors, the managers, the VPs, that we had to follow these individuals. And so there has been kind of like an overall habit in our country, in the U.S. side, that we have had to follow the leader. And so as a result, we forget that we are leaders in our own right. Okay, this is why oftentimes when someone is working a 9-to-5 job and they get a pink slip, they are totally lost because they have lost their natural ability to lead. Instead, they're waiting for an answer for someone else. They feel like if I get a pink slip, I have no ability to recover and start leading my own desires, start leading and designing my own future. Instead, they complain about, I don't have any insurance, what am I going to do? You know, I don't know how I'm going to make any money, I need another job. And so I am just saying that we have to be very careful as leaders about the habits that have been cultivated within us that we had, you know, that we didn't even want. And so you need to be asking yourself, and this is a really good exercise for you, what habits do I have that have been cultivated inside of me that are working against me instead of for me? Because you see, a leader has to be concerned about making sure that she has positive habits that she can embrace and that are going to help take her to the next level. If you're not where you want to be in your business, if you feel that you are just traveling in a circle and coming to the same spot year after year, month after month, if you feel that you're looking in your checking account and you don't have the money that you want to have in that checking account, I want to let you know right now it's simply because you have given up your power to somebody else or something else. You have given up your leadership authority, and it's time for you to understand that you've got to take your leadership back, okay? Very, very important. So I want to quickly share with you, you know, six ways to start thinking like a leader, to start thinking like a CEO for your company. Okay, number one, know what generates revenue in your business. Know what's going to make you money, okay? Number two, determine the skills required of you to lead your company. You know, you're not always going to be born with natural leadership skills. Sometimes these have to be developed. So you need to know and ask yourself, what are the skills required in me to really take this company to the next level? Number three, develop your company vision, goals, and action tasks required to implement it all. Here's number four, set your company goals annually and then plan quarterly with actions that will help you to accomplish your annual goals. Number five, create a structured follow-up system to hold yourself and your power team accountable, okay, which is so very, very important. And number six, become an authentic leader. Be true to yourself. If you don't become true to yourself and say, here's what I don't know, here's what I do know, here's where I need help, this is what I truly desire to do and be, and I'm going to step out on faith and do it, then guess what? You're going to, again, keep revisiting that same spot year after year, feeling unsatisfied because you are not stepping into your true leadership authority. So, ladies, I charge you. I charge you to take action. I charge you to step into your full leadership authority now and not wait for anyone to give it to you because it was already pre-installed in you at birth. God lives in you, and it is not his desire, again, as we read earlier, that you should be poor. So, again, keep that in mind. Well, that's all I have for today. I want to thank you all so much for listening to Successful Woman Radio. Make sure you mark your calendar and stay tuned for next week on Monday the 21st. As we delve into new topics that are going to help you to be more successful in your life and business. Please remember to go ahead and register for Building Your List teleclass, which is coming up on this Wednesday. Also, make sure if you're in the Atlanta area that you go ahead and register for the Women's Red Carpet Networking. And if you're not too far from the metro Atlanta area and you feel like driving down, please go ahead and do so and register. I'd love to receive you and make sure that, you know, I get you information of the hotel that you can stay in and see if we can't get you a discount on your room, okay? I look so forward to connecting with all of you at the event that are in the Atlanta area. And for those of you that are outside of the Atlanta area, if you would like to see the Women's Red Carpet Networking event come to your area, I'd love to talk with you about collaborating or aligning together with that. Just email me at tnewby@womenaboutbiz.com, tnewby@womenaboutbiz.com, and we can connect, schedule a phone conference, and make it happen in your area. Well, ladies, that's all I have for today. I want you to have a prosperous and productive week. Don't forget, ask yourself those important questions so that you can accomplish your goals. In the meantime, again, as I say, have an abundant and productive week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.